Matthew 25.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest be there not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh."
Okay, hi, this is Sister Mona. I pray everybody who's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, help me to just strengthen your body to be your servant, to be a faithful servant to you, and help strengthen my sisters in the body of Christ so that they may be able to withstand in the day of evil. I just pray to be a service unto them. I pray for them that whatever it is they're going through, that I can be able to give them what they need, that they're able to hear answers to questions, to have revelation and understanding, to be able to see more clearly by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you have taken care of us and provided for us. We are thankful for your scriptures that prepare us for the time that is ahead. And we thank you for, above all, Lord, above all, we thank you for your precious gift of the Holy Ghost, who will carry us through all the way until the end. And he is everything that we need. We're so thankful for him. In Jesus' mighty name. And also, too, if anybody's listening and you're not saved, maybe religious, I just pray that you'll see you need to be born again to even understand what I'm teaching, for it to even make sense to you. You could do that right now and ask to be born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray you receive the Holy Ghost so you can understand, because we can only understand these things by the Holy Spirit. I ask all these things by the powerful blood of Jesus and in the authority of his mighty name. Okay. There's a lot when it comes to spiritual warfare. You have to excuse me. I've got a bit of a cold. There's a lot when it comes to spiritual warfare. There's things that we need to understand, like, our armor, right? A breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, sword, which is the word. We got to know our word, girded about with truth, feet shod with the gospel of peace, right? The shield of faith, right? There's things like prayer, binding and loosing. There's all these different things that the Lord gives us, different gifts, in the body of Christ in warfare that, helps us, things like prophecy and, and discerning of spirits. All of these things are very important, don't get me wrong, okay? And we need to use them. But something that is a basic, fundamental thing that we always need to be prepared for is to understand the importance of waiting, okay? We need to know that sometimes you can be in a battle with the enemy, and you will get a simple command from the Lord that just says, "Wait. Wait. Wait." I can personally testify to this. There's been times in my walk where I've been in trials where it just seemed like the world was falling down around me. I'm from Southern California. I was born in upstate New York, but raised in Southern California. A lot of earthquakes, right? And when I was in school, what they taught me, what they taught everybody, was that if there's an earthquake, what do? Right? You take shelter and you wait, right? You need to get under the doorpost, something that's a strong foundation that'll cover you from any falling debris, right? So you get under the doorpost, okay, maybe under a table, a big strong table, and then you just tuck down and you just wait, and everything pretty much falls down around you. As long as you stay inside that covering and you wait, don't move, okay, you'll be okay, right? Times and seasons. The book of Ecclesiastes, right? Chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, I believe it is. Let me look it up real quick. He says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. And then we take a look at Psalm. It's 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth. Now we'll take a look at this scripture. This is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 26. It says, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Okay? So there's times and seasons to things. There's different things that go on with spiritual warfare. We always have very specific instructions, you know what I mean, from the Lord. We're in our prayer closet. He'll explain to us, go do this, go do that, you know what I mean? Don't do this. Repent, okay, always be ready to repent, okay, because that's a big basic one, right? Because no matter what we do, if there's sin in our life, we're losing the battle, right? Achan, okay? This is in the book of Joshua. Let me just cite the scripture. That's Joshua chapter 7. If you read that, they're going into battle. They're winning, winning, winning. Then boom, they lose because there's sin in the camp, okay? Achan broke the commands of God. They lost the battle, okay? So always be ready to repent and be looking for sin, okay? You've got to get that out of your life because it opens the door to the enemy to attack you. But all these things being known, we have to understand that just like, you know, that earthquake, sometimes the battle is just the Lord's, okay, or something's going on that we don't understand. Always be ready and willing to know that you don't understand everything, okay, and the Lord is going to maybe, you know, teach you something. Well, not maybe. He's always teaching us. The Holy Spirit's called the teacher. Be prepared for certain seasons to just sit and wait, okay? The book of Romans, it's chapter 12. I think it's verse 11, right? That we're not a slug of fever. We're fervent in spirit, right? So we're ready to work and labor, but you know, because we don't want to be like not doing what God wants us to do, right? Get ready to get out there and work. You know what I mean? Because it's like Scripture says that the workfield is many, but the laborers are few. So we need to be ready to work. But sometimes there's things going on that we don't quite understand. And we need to be able to, ready and willing to heed the Lord's instructions to wait and just wait it out and just listen, okay? Because just like that earthquake, there could be things going on around us, okay? To the left and to the right, you know, front, back, all around us, outside of that covering that we don't fully understand, okay? There are literal times when angels are warring around us, okay? And the Lord needs us just to be still, to wait, be patient. Something's going on. He's going to explain it to us later. But we need to sit still and just wait it out until he says move. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just like that earthquake, we stay there. Things are falling down around us. We need to wait until it's over. And then he's probably going to have plenty of instructions for us. Get up. You know, you got to pick up the debris, the stuff that fell, tend to the people that are hurt, you know, out there. You know, but if we're disobedient, and that's exactly what it is, if the Lord's telling you just plain old-fashioned to wait, and, you know, you start doing things in your own wisdom and trying to, you know, fight in advance because you're impatient, right? What can happen is you get outside. You don't realize it, but you're getting outside of his instructions, and you can get hurt, right? Think about that earthquake, things falling down around us. Another thing, you know, the Lord uses my cat. I've had this cat since I was 19 years old. The Lord uses her. God is so good. He works in all things for the good of those who love him, right? And are called according to his purpose. I have this cat. I got her when I was like 19, I think, right? I'm now going to be 35 this year, okay? So I don't even know how many years it is. It's 10, 15 years, I think. She's old, 15 years old, okay. Anyways, fed this cat every single day of her life, okay, obviously, right? But yeah, every single day she follows me around. Like, I never gave her a meal in her entire life. And the Lord uses this cat. I love her. She's adorable. She's cute and everything. But the Lord, it's not her fault. She's purely carnal, right? She's an animal. She doesn't have the Holy Spirit. She doesn't know any better. But the Lord uses my cat to preach to me all the time. I can't tell you how many times the Lord has used my cat to preach to me. Because she follows me around every day as if I've never fed her. And it's annoying. I'm like, would you give me a minute? I'm just doing something and I'm going to feed you. Don't be afraid. I'm going to feed you, right? I fed you every day of your life. We go through this God is so good. I love him so much. Go through this every day. And I, you know, I'm going to feed you. I fed you, you know, 15 years now. Don't worry. I'm going to feed you, right? But she has no faith, right? How can she have faith? She's completely carnal. She doesn't have the Holy Ghost, right? She's an animal. But anyways, so, but this happens often where I go, I get her food to put it down for her. And she's so impatient that she hits my hand. And the food spills. And the Lord always uses that to preach to me. He's like, you can get in my way. Your impatience and your lack of ability to just wait and know that I'm going to come through for you can get in my way. Don't be deceived. You can spoil things. Because what happens is she's hungry. She wants her food, right? She wants every last piece, right? Because she loves to eat. And but what happens is, it spills, right? And it goes off, depending on where her food bowl is, into cracks and crevices, and she can't get it. She misses out just that certain bit. There's been times where she's knocked it out of my hand completely. You know, and of course, I go and get her more or whatever. But the thing is that he uses that to help me to understand that it's important that I heed his instructions and that I'm obedient. And that when I am disobedient and impatient and am not able to wait, that I can actually make problems for myself, okay? Because there's been times where it's like, you know, I didn't have any more food. You know, she spills it and that's it. So she just has to get what's there. And because I'm not going to run, you know, off to the grocery store sometimes, you know, or whatever's, you know, going on. You know what I mean? Like, I can't get to the store, whatever. You know what I mean? And so then she has to go without for a little while, where if she had just been patient, she would have gotten everything. And so, and I've seen this. I can testify this 100%. I'm pretty sure anybody who's listening can see when they, you know, either you've had this victory and you've seen this for yourself, or, you know, there's times where you've lost this battle and you've seen that you've gotten in the way of the Lord. There's been very clear times where if I had not waited, and the devil was there, do not be deceived, and he will be, tempting me to get ahead of myself and to make a move in the flesh that was not led of the Spirit. It was contrary to the Spirit. When the Spirit's telling me to wait, he's telling me, no, get up, go do this, do A, B, C, and D, right? And I can tell you, I can testify to this 100%. If I had listened and been disobedient, I would have lost big time, big time. If I had not waited, I would have lost significantly. And the thing about waiting that we have to understand, like that scripture, you know, with Lamentations and Jeremiah, I mean, talk about an earthquake, right? Like when he's writing that, basically, you know, it's just like Babylon is just tearing the land apart, you know, just raiding the temple. There's a siege. People are eating their children. I mean, it's a mess. Like, it's like what Jeremiah is seeing. There's a reason why it's called Lamentations, which means, you know, just crying. Israel is just like torn apart. But see, the thing is that it needed to happen. It needed to happen because Israel was neck deep in sin and rebellion, not even neck deep, but swimming in sin and idolatry, right? And they need to be dealt with. It couldn't continue that way. God had to step in and fix the situation. At that point, his wrath just had to burn, you know. And then the remnant, those who were obedient, remained. those who waited remained, okay? And when you look at the end of that, those who were faithful and waited, even Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, he's able to stay in the land if he wants to. He was taken care of, the remnant. Okay, they had hardship and things like that, but they were taken care of with scripture. Okay, certain ones were given land to stay in. Daniel's a good example of, the remnants. You know what I mean? And the Lord used him to bring about the prophecy of the end of days. You know what I mean? He was cared for. When you look at the book of Daniel, so he was cared for by the king himself, you know, very blessed, because the Lord knows how to take care of his that wait. But sometimes God is just moving mightily around us, and we don't always understand what's going on. There's a lot of things going on. It could be a new number of things that we have to wait through. But the thing is that sometimes we need to be prepared in spiritual warfare, because spiritual warfare a lot of times is about, you know what I mean, using the powers and the gifts and the authority of God, and we need to do that, okay? But we also have to understand that it's got to be led by the Spirit, and we have to listen for instructions. And so there will be times where you've got these gifts, you've got these things, and you've done this before, and it worked. And you're like, let me do that again, because it worked. And you'll hear the Lord say, wait, wait. You're like, but I can't wait, right? It's a mess. Everything's falling down around me. How do I just sit here and wait? Lord, I need. this hurts. Something's going on. This is hard, right? Be prepared, because he may tell you just to wait, okay? And he will come through for you. And this is what we have to know about our God, our good and powerful and almighty God. Is when God says, wait, don't be afraid. Do not fear. Do not fear. Okay? Because it's a simple instruction, and you can do it, right? It's pretty basic, easy to do, right? I mean, it's going to cause you to crucify your flesh, but it's a skill that does not take anything special, right? But what you have to understand, when you're waiting, God is working. There's something going on, and you may not understand it, may not see it at that moment, but God is working. And the thing about waiting is, think about who is telling you to wait. Okay? We are the bride of Christ. And our husband, okay? We're not married yet. We have to finish the race, right? Okay. Revelation, I think it's chapter, is it 22? Right? The wedding supper. Okay. Okay. So we're the bride of Christ. Okay. We're going to be, you know, we're faithful. We endure until the end. And then we're engaged at this point, right? Waiting to be married to our husband. But think about that husband. A couple facts. Number one, he loves you. And if he's telling you to wait, you want to do it. Okay? He loves you beyond what you can understand, beyond your own comprehension of even knowing what the word love means. So if he's telling you to wait, Lord have mercy, it is the best thing for you to do. Okay? Fact number two. He is all powerful. Okay? Stronger than anything you could ever seen with your own two eyes. The power of the entire world is in the palm of his hand. Wait. There's a song from like the 50s that popped into my head. It's when my, I don't even know how it goes, but something like, when my boyfriend's back, this girl has been, I guess, been mistreated or whatever by some guy, is giving her a hard time or something, I don't know. Anyways, and what she starts doing is boasting on her boyfriend. She's like, hey, when my boyfriend gets back, you better watch out, because he's going to put it down on you, right? That's carnal, okay? It's a carnal song. But our soon-to-be husband is like, beyond power that we can even understand with our little tiny minds. Okay? Fact number three. got number one, he loves you. Number two, he's all powerful and in control of everything. Number three, scripture says his word will not return to him void. Okay? So if he's telling you to wait, he's going to come through for you. You can trust him. He is the only one you can trust, to be honest with you, okay? Not trying to build about suspicion and division or anything, but we have to understand this. People are human, subject to like passions, okay? It's only the Holy Ghost that's within them that really keeps them, you know, good, right? Jesus says when someone comes up to him and says, good teacher, right? And he says, who is good but God, right? God is the only one that's really good, okay? The Holy Ghost is the only one that will keep people in line and doing what is right, okay? Because outside of that, we're just flesh. We have no power or understanding to do what's right, okay? It's only the Holy Ghost that is good and causes us to be good. So I'm not trying to say when I say he's the only one that's trustworthy to bring about like mistrust, but we have to understand that we can only really put our trust in God, okay? And when we trust other people, we're trusting the Holy Spirit that's within them to keep them in line. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, three basic facts. One, he loves you. He loves you. Okay? Number two, he's all powerful. So when he says, wait, there's something coming, okay? There's a reason for it, and he's doing something, okay? He's doing something that you may not understand, okay? And number three, he's not going to tell you to wait in vain, okay? And so I'm going to put this back to the scripture that I just played, okay? Which is the parable of the 10 virgins, all right? We have to understand something, times and seasons, okay? Times and seasons, okay? Scripture says that David was a man after God's own heart, and he was a warrior. I mean, he wants to build the temple for the Lord. And he says, you can't because you've shed much blood, right? It says that David had war all around him. Constant war, constant war, constant war. But constant victory, okay? He had his mighty men of war. We have to understand this concept, okay? Then he says to his son, Solomon, you will build the temple. Because in Solomon's time, it was a time of peace. Why? Because his father had pretty much whipped everybody's tail in the area. So there's a time of peace, time to build the temple of God. Okay? Times and seasons. We must understand this concept. Okay? In spiritual warfare, we got to know our battleground. We got to know our environment. We got to understand that things before the return of Jesus Christ will become more and more dark, more and more wicked. Jesus says, will the Son of Man find faith on earth at his return? Okay? Right? So a lot of people, what does that mean? Very few are going to have faith. I'm praying that I endure to the end. Pray you endure until the end. Okay? That's what he says, Matthew 24. He that endureth until the end will be saved. Right? This salvation issue is a race, okay? It's a path. He says narrow is the way, okay? The way is a path. The gate is heaven. We keep going, right? 2 Timothy, okay? Apostle Paul says, I have finished the race. Hebrews chapter 12. He that endureth until the end be saved. Salvation is when you become born again, that's the beginning, but you got to finish all the way until the end, right? Until your heart stops beating. That's when you entered the gate. Boom. Your life's over. Now you enter eternity through the gate, okay? Because you have to be aware that the devil will tempt you until the day you die to abandon the faith. Okay, we have to know this. And so that scripture that I just played there, okay, you got the parable of the 10 virgins. We have to understand that the season in which we're in is going to become increasingly dark because there's things being released. Demons are being summoned, okay? the world is going to be eventually completely overtaken by the Antichrist, except for the few that will not bow. What does this mean? Worldwide darkness. Okay? Think about David, times and seasons. Okay? During David's lifetime, it was a time of war. It was time to bring the surrounding areas into submission to Israel. Okay? So he had a lot of battles on his hands, but he had a lot of victory. Okay? We got to understand something. As the world becomes increasingly dark, which it will, we have to understand that this will be a season of preparation, which means, how do you learn how to fight? You fight. You get into fights. Right? How do you win wars, right? A lot of battles, okay? So what you may be seeing, and we have to be in our prayer closet so we can hear clearly from the Lord, be really obviously, sin is a big one, okay? Because that one will bring about battles that are not, you don't even need to be fighting those battles. You don't want to fight those battles, right? Be obedient so you can get rid of useless battles, right? The Lord will work some all things for the good of those who love him, but you don't want to be fighting battles you don't need to be fighting, okay? But be prepared and aware that it's extremely possible you may just have a lot of war on your hands, okay? Because it's just a simple fact that just like with David, he was surrounded, right, with enemies because it was time to put them under submission, right? That's just what it was. That's just the season that they're in. And so be prepared that as we get prepared for the end, for the return of Jesus Christ, it's a simple fact. I'm not trying to frighten anybody, but it's just, scripture says in Hosea that my people perish for lack of knowledge. If you don't know what's going on, you're going to get confused, and I want you to know what's going on. And the truth is the truth. That's the thing, right? The truth is just the truth. And the sooner we accept it and realize it and just give heed to it, the easier our life will be. And so, as we approach the return of Jesus Christ, be prepared for a lot of battles. Why? Number one, the world is becoming increasingly wicked. The occult is practicing things, summoning demons, sending things out, attacking, okay? It's just like you can see it, signs and symbols everywhere. So what does that mean? There's a lot more demonic activity, okay? A lot more fallen angels doing stuff in the skies. We see it with all these aliens and visitations and Marian apparitions, all this craziness. So what does that mean? As there's more demonic and fallen angel activity and all this stuff going on around the world, guess who they're after? Us, okay? So as that increases, be prepared for them to come after you more. It's just a simple, logical thing, right? Okay? And so you may just have plain old-fashioned battles on your hand because that's just the nature of the time that we're in. But you have to understand something. The Lord works in all things for good of those who love him. He's going to flip it. The Lord is going to flip it, just like he did with Joseph. Okay, his brothers came after him, and he flipped it, okay? And he used what they did to Joseph to save the whole world. The whole world, it says, at that time, was under famine, okay? So the Lord is using it to get us to become seasoned warriors, okay? And the sooner we understand this concept, the sooner our mindset can flip to, okay, this is training, this is training, this is training, right? Let me go ahead and just, the sooner I get good at fighting, the sooner I will just, boom, knock these things down over and over again, just like David. He knew victory, battle, victory, battle, victory, battle, victory. Bang it out. We don't want to be concerned with like the volume of attacks and the volume of battles. We want to be concerned with the volume of victory, right? We want to get really good at it. We want to become really good warriors, just slicing through the devil. Seriously, right? Okay? Because just be aware that it's possible the Lord is just using the climate, the spiritual climate, to train us, to get us really good. Because we're going to have to be really good to see, to endure what is coming. Okay, we're going to have to be ready for it. Okay, we're going to have to be really ready for it. We're going to have to be experienced warriors, okay, to be able to get through. The Lord is faithful. The Holy Ghost is faithful to equip us with everything we need. And I just really would really believe right now he's equipping us with the attacks that are coming from the enemy to be able to withstand in the evil day. Okay, like it says in Ephesians, withstand in the evil day. And what's coming is the most, once again, I'm not trying to frighten you, but we got to know the truth. You will know the truth. The truth shall set you free. If you know what's going on and you can see how much God's loving you and you can see how much he's trying to get you ready for what's coming, okay? It'll change everything because it's not just about today. It's not just about what's going on. The Lord cares about that, but there's a bigger picture going on that we got to see. If we can see the bigger picture, it will help us understand what's going on, and it will help us have more faith. It'll help us endure, okay, and actually receive what God is trying to teach us, receive what the Holy Spirit is trying to equip us with, okay? What is coming is the most evil day ever known in the history of the world. It's not a game. This is real. This is real. Right? So wait. Wait upon the Lord. Be ready and willing to wait if he says wait. Because that parable of the 10 virgins, okay? I prayed about that and I was like, Lord, what does this mean? I was trying to figure it out carnally, never trying to figure out scripture with your own brain. It won't work. Scripture says the carnal mind is enmity with God. It's at war with God, so it doesn't understand anything. Okay, ask the Lord to teach you, right? Book of Proverbs, wisdom. Ask wisdom to come and teach you, right? He says, I think it's in Luke, wisdom is justified of her children. Be a child of wisdom. Listen to her, okay? She'll explain everything scripture says, okay? I tried to understand that, and I was like, what is the oil? Because oil, right, in the Old Testament, it's like considered, symbolic for, you know, the Holy Ghost and this and that. And I was like, okay, so they take out their oil and they're going out to meet him. Like, what does that mean? They're going to run out of the Holy Ghost? Like, I'm super confused, Lord, you know? And he's like, you're confused because you're trying to figure it out with your brain. Don't do that. Let me teach it to you. And I'm not trying to say that I understand everything because I don't. I'm a simple girl, okay? I confess this in front of everybody. I don't have doctorates and books and not super, you know, brilliant and all this other stuff, okay? All I have is the Holy Spirit and his scriptures and just what he teaches me. That's all I got. And praying that it can help. And so what he said to me was that the 5 virgins that went out to meet the bridegroom and that had their oil with them were ready to wait all the way until the end. Okay? That's what the oil was about, okay? It was them prepared, saying it doesn't matter how long it takes for him to get here. And I'm aware that it's probably going to be extremely dark. No matter what anybody says, I don't care what anybody says. But if it gets really dark, I want to be able to see and go out and meet my bridegroom. So they were ready to wait until the very end. And those who were foolish were not. Scripture says that the call came at midnight. At midnight. So the 5 that were foolish, I don't know. Maybe they were only prepared to wait until about 9, 10 o'clock. I don't know. Okay. Maybe even only until 11:59. Who knows, right? But they weren't prepared to wait all the way until the end. Okay. Wait. Wait. There's a lot of power in waiting. It's hard sometimes because it looks like everything's falling down around you, but it's easier when you know who you are waiting for and who has told you to wait. Okay, scripture says at the very end of Daniel, he that waited until the 1,335th day. Okay, wait. I don't know. People say that scripture is for the Jews and this and that. I don't really know. I said, I'm not a theologian, I'm not a scholar, I'm a simple housewife. But I do know this, if he says wait, I'm going to do it. And I'm aware that he's preparing me right now to give me an enduring spirit that knows how to wait. He says in the book of Luke, in your patience you will possess ye your soul. You have to understand something. The call came at midnight. Okay, what happens at midnight? Okay, we look at that parable of the 10 virgins. If I'm here in the United States and it's midnight, what does that mean? It means that the sun is on the other side of the earth, right? So what that means is that it's completely dark here, blackness. Okay, the sun is what brings light, right, upon the face of the earth, okay? And you see this in Revelation. Revelation, I guess, chapter 22, says that we'll have no need of the sun because God is, his light will fill the New Jerusalem. We won't even need it anymore, okay? But think about that light, okay? At midnight, there's no light. It's completely dark. Blackness, okay? So the five that were faithful were prepared to wait for the bridegroom in complete darkness, no matter what came. And they went out and met him, and be not deceived. The five that did not wait were cast into hell. This is where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm telling you because it's the truth. And you need to know. I'm telling you because I love you. Because I want you to finish. I want you to go into the wedding supper. I want you in the kingdom of God. And being lied to is not going to help you. Those who did not wait until the end were cast out of the kingdom of God. Okay? Scripture says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, that before the return of Christ, there will be 1, a great falling away, 2, the revealing of the Antichrist. Think about those virgins. I don't know everything. Like I said, I'm not a scholar. But I do know that Scripture calls us the bride of Christ. You've got 10 that start out on the journey. Okay? 10 brides to be. Okay? 5 were cast away. Sounds like the great falling away to me. Okay? I had a, for those who have already heard this, you can ignore this, but I had a dream that I believe 100% was prophetic because it seems like that's what I'm doing now, where I was in a building that was glass and where we were inside. It was me and a bunch of women inside, and outside there were giant lions and what looked like beasts, like bulldogs, eating people alive, ripping their heads off. It was very gruesome. And we were safe inside of the building, covered. And I kept shouting to the women that were in there, don't go outside. Don't go outside. And it was just like, boom, this wave hit. Scripture says, right, that a great deception will come. Okay? Great deception. And it was just like, boom, like this first group of women, it's like they were hypnotized or something. I don't know, like a spell was cast on them. They just open the door, walk outside, and get eaten alive right before our eyes. And I see this, and I'm terrified. I scream back at the women that are still in the shelter, don't go outside. Again, boom. It was like this wave, like this spell hit, and another group just walked right outside and got devoured, eaten alive by these things that were running around. Okay? Scripture's always the blood of the Lamb. Remember the doorpost with the Passover, okay? The covering, Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place, okay? That covering, okay, is the Lord. It's him. He keeps us safe and takes care of us, okay? And I'm not trying to say I fully understand everything, but these waves of women that just left and abandoned, they departed from the faith. And at the end of the day, it's about understanding. It's about discernment. It's about this, but 1 Corinthians 13 says, everything will pass away, but love will endure. Those women, me and those women that were in that shelter, We waited. We waited. Why? Love. If your husband says to you, wait, wait for me. I will come back for you. Just wait. You wait. Okay? You wait. Wait for him. Let's go ahead and pray, Lord. For anybody who is listening, I just pray that they're strengthened in their spirit, in their inner man, like scripture says, that they have refilled with your power to be able to crucify their flesh and wait upon you in absolute faith, unyielding, no doubting. That they have that power, that they are built and that they're strengthened like a muscle, with the ability to just endure and hold on and wait for you no matter what they see with their eyeballs, what's going on around them, that they wait upon the Lord. They wait upon you. Lord, I pray for your church. Lord, help us. God, help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. I pray for your body, that we have a faithful, loyal heart that waits for you no matter what we see, no matter what takes place, no matter what happens to us, that we're faithful and we endure until the end. That our heart is loyal, that our love endures until the end. And we just wait for you, Father. I just pray that we just wait. We wait continually for you without fear or doubt, knowing that you never tell us to wait in vain, and that we know, no matter what we see with our eyes, no matter what we know, what we think, what happens around us, that we just have the unyielding certainty in our heart that you will always come through for us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. So we will not fear. Just pray that we're strengthened in what's going on, and we just help my sisters to see the bigger picture. Help them to see it's not about today, even though you care about today and you're getting through them and you're trying to help them in their trials, but help them to see, God, the bigger picture, that this is not about the here and now. That's about what's coming. Help us to be strengthened. And if anybody's listening and they are not born again, Lord, I pray that your love touches their heart and they repent. They just get saved. They call out to you from their heart and ask to be born again. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Because of what you did on Calvary to provide for them eternal life, salvation. I ask all these things in Jesus' holy and powerful name.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath done my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.